The values we place on nature have an impact on how policies are framed and management decisions are made. Nature's instrumental value to humans is very large and possible to quantify, with environmental economists like Robert Costanza working on estimating these values. But most of us agree that nature also has intrinsic value. The creatures we share the planet with have a right to exist, and accepting this to be true impacts the way we approach our responsibility to protect it. The relative costs and benefits of valuating nature in these sometimes opposing ways is the subject of much debate, with many people believing that without economic valuation, it's difficult to justify environmental protection. But does achieving a sustainable future depend on the economic valuation of nature? In the world's current macroeconomic system, the main indicator of human progress is economic, specifically GDP, or gross domestic product. GDP is expressed as dollars per person, or sometimes dollars per country, per year, and it is the sum of all money spent on purchasing, or consumption, growth of money through investment, government spending, plus income from the sale of exports, minus the money we spend on imports that goes out to other countries. Note that nowhere in this equation is the environment included. In fact, because consumption is often linked to environmental destruction, growth in GDP often occurs with a loss of biodiversity and ecosystem services. Take a look at the map, which shows the estimated cost in billions of dollars of land degradation around the world, due to soil erosion, loss of ecosystem services, degradation of water quality, etc., etc. This environmental cost is nowhere included in the calculation of GDP. Our focus today is on nature, but note that GDP also does not reflect the distribution of the money or distribution of wealth, nor other social, economic, and environmental aspects we would intuitively associate with well-being. So clearly, GDP is simplistic and may not be doing the best job.